Ron DeSantis, parents will make their voices heard on Election Day. By Hannah Blow on August 22, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., participated in an all-out school board campaign blitz on Sunday, days ahead of the primary election, making stops in Miami-Dade, Sarasota, Volusia, and Duval counties to support conservative school board candidates who support the Students First, Protecting Parents' Rights Education Blueprint. The governor has prioritized school board races in the Sunshine State, as the conservative movement has largely recognized those local races as ground zero for the beginning of the red wave. The Chinese coronavirus thrust parental rights into the spotlight after months of school closures and mask mandates at the hands of far-left school board members, who all the while sought to continue to pump virtual classrooms full of woke ideology via critical race theory, CRT, and radical gender ideology. DeSantis, along with the Florida legislature, took action to prioritize in-person learning while rooting out toxic ideologies such as CRT. However, the governor has recognized that change largely begins at the local level. Sarasota School Board Vice Chair Tom Edwards perfectly encapsulated the brazen agenda of the left earlier this month when he proudly asserted that leftist school board members are woke and working from the inside to indoctrinate children. Sarasota's Bridget Ziegler, a DeSantis-endorsed school board member who is up for re-election, told Breitbart News that the left adheres to a playbook to enact their radical agenda behind closed doors. "There is a playbook, and, what I think so many people have now realized, as the result of the great parent awakening after COVID, the same playbook that happens in Sarasota County happens across the state and happens across the country," she explained. "And it's largely based on indoctrinating local policy officials all the way down to professional development, given to the educators, and that trickles down to indoctrinating our students with a very left, progressive agenda," she added. "Florida has led with purpose and conviction that our school system is about education, not indoctrination," DeSantis said in a statement following the tour. "Our education agenda is focused on protecting parental rights, curriculum transparency, and keeping classrooms free of woke ideology. Across our state, Floridians are ready for local school boards who promote education, not indoctrination," he continued. "It was great to be in these counties to share our bold agenda for education ahead of the important election on August 23," he added. DeSantis released a lengthy list of school board endorsements across the state. The list includes Al Hernandez, Pasco County; Armor Persons, Lee County; Chad Choate, Manatee County; Christy Chung, Flagler County; Cindy Spray, Manatee County; Colonel Richard Tatum, Manatee County; Darren Horan, Monroe County; Aaron Skipper, Clay County; Jacqueline Rosario, Indian River County; Jamie Haynes, Volusia County; Jennifer Russell, Martin County; Jill Woolbright, Flagler County; Robin Marinelli, Sarasota County; Sam Fisher, Lee County; Stephanie Bisn, Hendry County; Phil Leary, Putnam County; Mildred Russell, Alachua County; Megan Wright, Brevard County; April Carney, Duval County; Charlotte Joyce, Duval County; Allie Legg, Hillsborough County; Roberto Alonso, Miami-Dade County; Monica Colucci, Miami-Dade County; Bridget Ziegler, Sarasota County; Timothy Enos, Sarasota County; Fred Lowry, Volusia County; Alexandria Suarez, Monroe County; Stacy Hahn, Hillsborough County; Patricia Rendon, Hillsborough County; Rick Nolte, Polk County. Election Day is Tuesday, August 23.